At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy Chantel is in Hamul. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning.
Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, you gotta go.
Good luck, honey.
Chantel, I got 5 pop culture questions for you, and if you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store. Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you, Chantel, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
A list of the best movies to watch on the 4th of July includes this 1986 movie where Tom Cruise plays a rebel fighter pilot named Maverick. What's the movie?
Top Gun.
Actors William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett just celebrated their 74th wedding anniversary. Bonnie says they don't do date nights. They just, quote, know what to do. William Daniels played Mr. Feeney on what classic sitcom?
Oh, I don't know.
Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atom bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says it was, quote, a moral cop-out for Christopher Nolan to leave them out of Oppenheimer. Cameron directed 3 of the 4 highest grossing movies of all time. Name one of them.
Titanic.
Late actor Andre Brouwer would have turned 63 yesterday. He's known for playing Captain Raymond Holt in what Andy Samberg sitcom?
Oh, I don't know.
And finally, Jennifer Aniston would love to do a third movie and revisit her hilarious, raunchy role of Dr. Julia Harris. The movie also starred Jason Sudeikis. What is it?
Meet the Millers.
Let's get Tam back in. Chantel, what's happening with you today?
I'm on my way to the gym with the girls.
Good for you. Getting up early with your girlfriends and doing the gym. I admire your discipline. Tam, Chantel, on the way to the gym, did 2 out of 5 today. A list of movies to watch on the 4th of July includes this 1986 film where Tom Cruise plays a rebel fighter pilot named Maverick. What is it?
Top Gun.
1-1. Actors William Daniels and Bonnie Bartlett just celebrated their 74th wedding anniversary. Bonnie says they don't do date nights because, well, probably because they're sleeping, but also because they just know what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's 99, she's 97. Aww. Good for them, man. That's awesome. William Daniels played Mr. Feeney on what classic sitcom?
Boy Meets World?
That's right. Chantel didn't know. 2-1, Tam. Director James Cameron plans to make a movie about the victims of the atom bomb in Hiroshima in 1945. He says that Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer was a moral cop-out for not addressing that. Cameron directed 3 of the 4 highest-grossing movies of all time. Name one of them.
Titanic?
Not a big James Cameron fan as far as his attitude. Guy makes good movies, obviously, but that's pretty good bragging rights to say out of the top 4 movies of all time, as far as moneymakers, I've directed 3 of them.
I was thinking of his other ones.
Titanic, Avatar, Way of the Water. Mm. And tucked in there is one of the Avengers movies as well. All right, so now it is 3-2, Tammy. Late actor Andre Brouwer would have turned 63 yesterday. He's known for playing Captain Raymond Holt in what Andy Samberg sitcom?
Brooklyn 99?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That is right. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Chantel didn't know. 4-2 Tammy. And finally, Jennifer Aniston would love to do a third movie and revisit her hilarious, raunchy role of Dr. Julia Harris. The movie also starred Jason Sudeikis. What is it?
Horrible Bosses.
Horrible Bosses. Now, Chantel went with We're the Millers.
Oh.
Which is also a movie that Jennifer Aniston starting with Jason Sudeikis, but that's not the one we're looking for. Today, Chantel, Tammy beats you by a clean sweep, 5-2. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you.
You'll be going to see George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town at SoFi Stadium July 19th.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Hey, you did it. Good for you, Chantel. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the gym with your friends. Happy 4th of July. And unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Chantel Anhamul. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.